The organisation in Geneva was set up at that time essentially to deliver drug targets. So when they bought Biogen originally, that was to buy the molecular biology technology. When I arrived there, as I've indicated, it was already full of very good molecular biology technologists, very good people. So the institute had sort of transformed itself into a target discovery institute. So take pain, for example. They were looking for target molecules in pain. There's a P2X receptor. Now, as it happens, there are 10 or a dozen pharmaceutical companies now, as we speak in 2008, working on P2X receptors as a pain target. But if you go back to 1995, we couldn't get Glaxo to pay any attention to P2X as a pain target because they already had adenosine A1, they had somatostatin, they had alpha-2, they had GABA-B, they had mGlu-R receptors. There were many other potential pain targets with groups working on them, mostly in Stevenage. And so they would obviously favour their own when it came to prioritising them to go into high-throughput screening and so on. So this is one of the challenges that companies of that type face when they allow small operations to work in the distance. It's really very, very hard to coordinate the activity. So our original thinking around ATP receptors expressed on sensory nerves was that when tissue is damaged, ATP is released, and it activates P2X receptors on sensory nerves. P2X 2-3 receptors would be good candidates because they're the ones that are there. And because the P2X 2-3 receptors are activated, the end of the nerve is depolarized, an action potential is set up, and that carries centrally the pain sensation. That's a simple theory behind it. And it works. I mean, if you knock out the P2X 3 receptor, or if you use an antagonist to block it, then that will prevent pain or nociceptive responses in quite a large number of animal models. So that clearly works. Of course, being a Glaxo employee, I would be the last person to know of what was going on at Abbott or at Roche. So I got to know much more about that as soon as I left Glaxo. I think Roche had got a program from very early on, particularly on P2X3, and Abbott have had a program which continues, I mean, for the last 10 years. On P2X receptors. There are a number of other companies now in the game. They were mostly on P2X3. I was aware that there was that Roche was supporting some of the work at UCL for a number of years, and I had rather little to do with Roche. I mean, I have consulted to them over the last 3 or 4 years. Certainly their compounds are very effective in terms of selective blockers, there's no doubt about it. But I don't know what the situation is at the moment with them taking them forwards.